Help me out.
It's What Should I Do crew on 94.5 PST.
All right, so Belle is here. She's one of our listeners, and she thinks there might be something a little off about this new guy that she's seeing. Hey, Bella, good morning.
Good morning. So this is going to sound ridiculous, and I honestly can't believe I'm on the radio doing this, but is it weird that this guy never wears underwear?
Shut up. Wait. Like, never? He never wears underwear?
I know. It's crazy, right? I'm only 23. I didn't start dating until I was, like, 20. So I've only slept with two guys, and I don't, like, have a lot of experience with this.
Wait, so these other two guys that you've been with, they wore underwear, I'm guessing?
Yes! Okay. Isn't that the norm? You're married, Chris. Does your husband wear underwear?
Yes! He wears underwear, and he looks damn good in it, too.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Like, is that weird? He actually told me he doesn't wear underwear at all.
Wait. So maybe, is it like a summer thing? Like, is it too hot? Like, I don't understand.
No. I asked him that exact question, and he doesn't even wear it in the winter. He said he hasn't worn underwear since he was 13 years old. He's 25 now.
What? I was actually going to ask how old he is. Okay.
I know.
I don't know. Like,
I think it's a little strange. He said he knows lots of men who don't wear underwear, so I just have to see if this is true. Can you ask everyone?
I feel like, wouldn't it, like, hurt or be, like, uncomfortable to wear underwear? Like, what's going on?
All right. We'll open the phones for you. We're going to do a little poll. See who.
Hey, do you wear underwear? Call us now.
Okay. Do me a favor, though. Hang on. Well, I'll try to make it so you can hear the responses here, and then we'll bring you back. We'll talk about it, tell you some advice, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Hang on. Do you know any guys that don't wear underwear? Like, don't wear it?
When I tell you I am not up to date on the underwear habits of my male friends, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I do, actually, though. I have one friend who never wears underwear.
A girlfriend, though. A girl.
She, like, will wear jeans and no underwear. I'm like, doesn't that hurt?
I don't understand. Yeah. I need a barrier.
I just feel like that just doesn't feel nice. Like, that's got to feel gross.
I agree. And I'm thinking she's like, okay, what's the reason for this? Is he, like, overly sexual? Like, I do feel right. Like you need to know this about a person and why they don't.
You're right, because it does sound like just a quirky thing. Like, maybe it's just as simple as...
Is he, like, sex crazed? You know what I mean? Like, you need to know that in a new boyfriend.
True. Or is it just as simple as, like,
he's uncomfortable.
Not a texture thing. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, maybe, like, the seam of them, like, is uncomfortable. Like, maybe it's just, like, the fabric of them.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be uncomfortable to not have that barrier?
Who, like, is not wearing underwear? Like, what are we doing? I think everybody needs to put underwear on.
Is it weird that this guy does not wear underwear? 609-243-9778. Do you know anybody in your world that just doesn't wear underwear, especially a guy? You can call now, or you can tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat. We got to help her out.
What should she do?
I can't help myself.
Call the crew now, 609-243-9778, or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
I'm asking this question, but do you always wear underwear? It's Chris and the crew, 716. We're doing What Should I Do crew. So Bella, one of our listeners, is seeing this new guy. And he outright told her, look, I don't wear underwear. I haven't worn underwear since I was 13. So now she doesn't know how to take this news. Like, is this a sign of something? Or is this weird? Should I run? You know, she's got all these questions in her head. I don't think they're at the boyfriend-girlfriend stage. She said she was just seeing him, so seeing this new guy. I don't know. Now we're learning about all our VIP STs. Cherie's on the line. Cherie! You don't wear underwear?
No.
Oh my gosh, Cherie. And is this a year round thing?
Yep.
Oh,
it depends on what I'm wearing.
Okay.
I'm wearing, like, if it's see through, no. If it's like I'm going to, like, church or something, obviously I'm wearing underwear. If it's something formal, I'm gonna wear underwear. But if I'm getting up and I'm in my jeans, it's still free.
Oh.
Free.
I would think jeans would be the most uncomfortable.
I can almost see it if it's a skirt.
You know, no. I almost see it.
Nope.
Or if the VPLs.
Because the jeans don't really have that kind of seam that you think. The nicer pants have those seams. And he's just fine. I dated a guy. Same thing. But if he wears a suit, I bet you the guy will wear underwear because there's that seam in there.
Well, this guy says he hasn't worn it since he was 13 years old.
That is something.
What was that movie? Was it something about Mary when he was zipping up the zipper, he got stuck in it?
God, I don't know.
You don't know that?
I do not.
Somebody will know. Tell us
somebody
in the app
will
chat.
Know.
Somebody will know.
Let's see in the app chat. Lauren in Del Rio said, it seems weird to never wear underwear. What about work or like the gym?
Don't you feel dirty?
Or just like.
Like I remember when one of my girlfriends, she was looking, she was going after a vibe and she was hoping to have a good night.
Okay, gotcha.
So she purposely, I think we went to a wedding actually under her gown, which was not see-through. She didn't have underwear on. She would like whispered it in her boyfriend's ear. Hey, I'm not wearing any underwear. Like it was to set a vibe.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I see that. There was a purpose.
I get that.
You know what I mean? But on the regular, I just can't imagine.
I just feel like it's the equivalent for guys not wearing underwear to like women not wearing a bra.
Yeah, and how uncomfortable is that? I had to run to Wegmans last night, and I didn't have a bra on, and I felt so weird. I put the shopping bag, like, up in front of me.
You see, to
so
be
nobody
fair.
Can see me.
To be fair, though, I think, I just didn't know people weren't walking around with no underwear on. Like, I wear underwear, I think most people do.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm not just wearing a bra. I can't lie.
Well, yeah, me too.
But I'll wear a bra.
But I'm very aware of it. I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not walking around. I'm not in like a white shirt. Like I am in an extra large shirt and I'm hunching my shoulders.
And you're trying to cover yourself. I know. This is what I'm saying. So but maybe it's not a big deal though, because clearly he's done it way before her.
And
he
also
said he was 13 or whatever.
And so we did learn that it's like, it doesn't need to be a sexual thing. It's just. Hey, I just don't feel like wearing underwear, I guess. I don't know.
It's got to be her comfort zone. Let's just bring her on.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Bella.
Hi, guys.
I mean, you got to do what you're comfortable with here. But I do think there's something to be said about the fact that he didn't just start this when he met you. You know what I mean? He's been doing this for a long time. So I'm not sure this has anything to do with you. So I don't think I would worry about that. But you're just going to have to see how this goes, I guess, if it's making you uncomfortable.
I mean, I definitely still think it's weird, but I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think it's a deal breaker. I mean, I think other things are worse, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I'm not sure we have the perfect answer for you. You're just going to have to see how things go.
Okay, well, I'll keep you in the loop.
Thanks. Good luck. 4.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So do you know what man-keeping is? I bet you've done it if you're in a relationship. Man-keeping is when you are the one responsible for keeping your man entertained, fed, you know, all that fun stuff that he apparently can't do on his own.
Gotcha. Interesting.
I feel like this is a woman's role most of the time.
It does sound like it.
And, you know, at first I was like, come on. But then I read about it and I'm like, well, you know, I do. Like, you know, when I think about people that we want to hang out with, I'm like, okay, well, he gets along with that boyfriend or that husband. So, okay, that's a good one.
Right.
Or like when it comes to going to restaurants, like, okay, what restaurant will he not complain about?
Yeah.
Will he like? Okay, we'll go to that one. Never considering myself.
Right.
You know what
I mean? I feel like that does tend to happen a lot.
Oh, I think it happens.
Like with women.
A lot. I also feel like it happens in, I really do think I've heard of kin keeping too, where you're the glue in the family too. And most of the time that's a woman.
True.
It's rarely a guy.
True.
I hate to do the stereotypical roles.
I know.
But just lands a lot on women.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does.
If you think about it, you're probably the one responsible for setting up the family parties, setting up the social events with your friends, with your husband, with your boyfriend, whoever.
I don't think a lot of men are sending like evites.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You do your share of man keeping, don't you?
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, here we go. 20-day winning streak for Chris this morning for Can't Beat Chris.
I'm pretty unbeatable, like that said.
How are you feeling? Good?
Good.
All right. Let's bring Johnny on. Johnny's going to take you on today. Johnny, you're from Montclair, right?
Yes, I am.
How are you feeling today?
You know your pop culture?
I'm excited. I'm feeling good.
I love it.
Okay. Do you play in the car? Do you get a lot right?
Normally, yeah.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
Love it.
All right. Good luck. I'm out of here. You're going to get the questions first. Answer as many as you can correctly. I'm going to come back and do the same thing. We'll see how many or whoever gets the most right, I should say, will win. Okay?
All right. I got it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We are kicking Chris out of here. We are going to give you some privacy. We'll ask you those three questions, and then we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Sounds good.
Let's jump into it. First question. Today's actress Lisa Kudrow's birthday. She starred on the show Friends, but what is her character's name on that show?
Phoebe Buffay. Lock it in.
All right, locked in. Phoebe Buffay. Second question. Sydney Sweeney is the new face of American Eagle jeans. Her career took off when she starred as Cassie Howard on which HBO show?
That would be Euphoria. Lock it in.
Locked in. Euphoria. Third and final question. We're almost done. Katy Perry was seen out and about after her recent split from Orlando Bloom. True or false? They have one child together.
True. Lock it in.
All right. We locked in. True. We are going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check them out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right. Johnny's answers are all locked in.
That was fast.
Are you ready to do it?
Makes me nervous.
Here we go.
All right, go.
First question. Today's actress Lisa Kudrow's birthday.
Oh.
She starred on the show Friends, but what was her character's name?
Phoebe.
You both said Phoebe. You guys are both correct. Second question. Sydney Sweeney is the new face of American Eagle jeans. Her career took off when she starred as Cassie Howard on which HBO show?
Euphoria.
You both said Euphoria. You're both correct.
It took me a sec.
Third and final question. Katy Perry was seen out and about after her recent split from Orlando Bloom. True or false? They have one child together.
Just one. True.
You both said true. You're both correct. That means you guys have officially tied today. Woo! Congrats, Johnny.
Thank you. Yeah, they were kind of easy today.
Yeah, you got lucky. Now, ties do go to the house, but you do not have to say that phrase of shame.
That's okay. Thank you, though. I had fun playing.
Awesome. Love it. Just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see Big Time Rush at the Man in Philly.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Big Time Rush are back. They're going to perform every song from every episode and more at the Man Center in Philly this Saturday night, August 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Hang on.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Katy Perry was already spotted on a dinner date. Don't we just hear about her breakup with Orlando? Although, usually by the time we hear about celebrity breakups, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So she was spotted out to dinner with Justin Trudeau, who's the former Canadian Prime Minister.
What's going on?
They're grabbing a bite to eat. They all smile, sharing drinks, sharing dishes together. I don't know. I'll keep you posted. So the latest on Zendaya and Tom Holland's wedding, it's not happening anytime soon. And she's going to be a secret bride. We're not going to know anything. But that kind of fits her
vibe.
That
makes sense.
Right? So her stylist says that they've got busy career. They're too focused on their busy careers right now and wouldn't count on a wedding anytime soon.
Interesting.
So we'll keep you posted. They're young.
Right? Yeah.
So the Hamilton AMC movie theater has been sold. I mean, that's been vacant for a couple of years now. Everybody's kind of wondering what's going to happen to that space.
True.
CHOP bought it, meaning Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
It is. It's good.
People were worried it was going to be warehouses. Then people were hoping it would be like a Dave & Buster's or something like that because it's a big space. But we heard yesterday that, yeah, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia bought it. And they're going to work with the county and with Hamilton Township to redevelop that. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but it's going to be something CHOP, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, me too.
I really do, yeah. So tensions between Victoria Beckham and her daughter-in-law, you know, Nicola, I kind of bubble it up again, I think. This is not so good. Weird. There's like a family feud going and on it's between weird. Two of the brothers. I don't think they like her.
And it's weird that we like know about it, I know. Too. It's so out in the open.
So apparently Victoria has been noticeably skipping likes on all Brooklyn Beckham's, on Brooklyn's Instagram posts that include her. She seems to be the problem.
That's
or
so.
They think she's the problem.
That's so petty, though.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Why are you airing your dirty laundry out to everybody?
It's a little weird.
Yeah, like either like nothing or like everything. You know, people are going to talk unless you want people to talk.
Maybe they do.
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't think they do because they're kind of private.
Who knows?
I don't know. And you know, we're talking everything weddings since Gianna got engaged over the weekend. So Gianna, October is New Jersey's most popular wedding month.
Of course, that's when I would love a nice fall wedding, but we'll see.
Why not? I think it's a nice time of year. You're not sweating in the middle of the summer.
It's like nice, like 60 degrees-ish.
Yeah, like leaves and pumpkins.
Love.
So cute. All right, there's the scoop. Do you put your cart at the store back into the cart corral, or do you just let it like go willy-nilly all over the place? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:05. Gianna and I took a little trip to Target yesterday, one of our favorite places.
Yes.
Usually, you know, we're in the office and we're like, we got to get out of here. I'm like, you want to go to Target? Do I ever get a no from you?
No.
So off to Target we go. This is the first time that we've actually like taken a cart, I think. Usually it's just we've got those hand
like
things.
Two little things and call it a day.
Yeah, we just grab a few things. So we're leaving the store and I am appalled. She puts her cart in between the cars and just kind of like gives it a little push.
I put it on the curb.
Only one on the curb. Like, half.
Yes. I don't put the whole thing on the curb.
I looked at her. I'm like, what are you doing?
Just putting my cart back.
You put the cart in the cart corral. That's why they're there.
The corral was far away.
Doesn't matter.
No.
You put the cart in the cart corral.
Chris, did you realize there were other carts not in the cart corral because other people do this?
I don't care what others do. Doesn't your mother ever say that to you? You don't care what other people do.
I'm telling you, sometimes you're in a rush. You don't have time to bring it all the way to the cart corral.
Yeah, but then when I asked you, you said you never put it in the cart
corral.
Most
times I do not. Unless I'm parked right next to the cart corral.
I cannot believe you. What? That was no more than 10 steps. Well, maybe more than 10.
It was more 20, than 10 steps.
20 steps, maybe. 25?
Okay.
But still, I get it. It was hot. I get it.
It was hot. I'm sorry. I wasn't doing it.
There is never a time when I don't put a cart in the cart corral.
But I don't leave the cart in the middle of a spot so somebody can't park there.
I was going to say, now that's the reason why I do put carts in cart corrals, because I feel like I don't want that cart. Like if I go pull in a spot, you know, you're halfway in and then all of a sudden you have to stop and get out because there's a cart in the way.
Yes.
I don't want to do that to anybody.
Well, I don't leave it like that. I push it up on the curb, like the front two wheels on the curb, and I push it so that like, the back wheels are touching the curb. Somebody will just grab that cart and use it.
Inconsiderate.
It's not inconsiderate. I just...
We fought about it all the way back to the station.
I'm like tired of talking about this. It's a cart.
I told her, I'm like, we're doing it on the air tomorrow.
It's a cart.
All right, what do you do? You got to be honest. We don't have to say your name. Yeah, so Gianna and I were arguing yesterday at Target. When we left there, she put her car, or her cart, really close to my car instead of putting it in the shopping cart corral.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I asked her about it. I called her out on it. I'm like, what are you doing? The corral's right over there.
It was
even though
just
she insisted it wasn't right over there. It was way over there, she said.
It was far.
And then
she told
me she never does it. I'm like, what?
Unless I'm parked right next to it, I'm probably putting it up on the curb.
I am always walking back and putting it in the corral, no matter how far it is.
Now,
come on. Usually they're close. Usually there's one in the middle.
Sometimes they're not, though.
And then one on the end.
Sometimes they're not close, though. So I'm leaving
that
it.
That far.
I think a lot of people are leaving it and everybody's trying to seem like a hero that they're saying they don't. And I know you do.
All right, let's go to Amanda. Amanda's in Spotswood. I know this is a pet peeve of yours, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
So you always put it in the corral, right?
I do. I purposely park near a corral because I have two small children. It makes my life 10 times easier.
Yep.
But my husband doesn't, and it drives me crazy. It's an inside joke with our friends because all of us agree it takes an extra, 30 seconds to walk it back. and walk back to your car.
Yep.
And he won't do it. He claims it's job security for the staff.
Oh, my God. That is actually funny.
That is funny. Let's go to Cassie in West Windsor. Cassie, what do you think?
Okay, I know this may be an unpopular opinion, but it is not my job to put my cart back. I am leaving it right next to my car when I leave. Sorry, not sorry. The stores pay people to do that. It's their job. I see people out there all the time collecting the cart. Not my job.
Wait, so she thinks that it's the same as Amanda's husband then. So they're kind of on the same.
I do say Wegmans, they do have people in the parking lots a lot. But I think that's because it's not to collect your cart. What I think that
to bring them inside.
Because there's so many shoppers, they need the carts inside. That's not because it's their job to chase your cart. They just need to restock the ones in the store.
The job security thing is so funny. Like, that's not what came to my head. I just don't feel like...
I think he's trying to justify his laziness.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually funny.
You know what I mean?
Anna in Willingboro said, I used to be like Gianna and just roll the cart halfway onto the curb until I saw an employee who must have had been 80 years old walking around in the rain doing it. Aww. Now I feel so bad and I have to put him in the cart or out. See, if I saw that, I'd be like, let me help you. Like, I would end up pushing 30 carts. Would. I really would.
She probably would.
Nikki and Jackson said, I always return my cart to the corral. Do we?
Look at her.
I don't think this is trying to justify it. Ann in Flemington said, I don't return the cart, but that's because I have a toddler. It's hard to return the cart and pick her up.
I do see that. I get it. But let me tell you, when you're pulling in the spot, Gianna, and there's a cart in your way, you're going to wish the person before you put it in the corral. Trust me.
I understand why they didn't, though. I'm not judging.
Oh, God. It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Gianna, good morning. It's 8:30. I do it. Didn't realize it had a name.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do it.
I think most people do.
It's when you are responsible, basically. Even though you're really not responsible, but you kind of make it your job.
Yeah.
To keep your man happy when it comes to, like, socializing and stuff.
I feel like this is a norm.
You guys suck at it.
They just don't care, I think, as much as, like, women do. Not to play, like, the gender roles or anything, but sometimes, like, I think in this case, it's pretty accurate, most cases.
If I didn't make plans for us, he would never go out.
I hear you.
He would never go out.
See, my boyfriend's very active, but, like...
He is. He does. He gets together with his friends
a lot. He loves to get together with his friends, so I can't really say that... I said my boyfriend. My fiancé.
He's your fiancé.
So, I'm not used to it yet. I'm trying. But, he's very active with his friends and stuff, so I don't do this as much with the hanging out, but...
But I feel like... I mean, you hang out with his friends a lot.
Yeah.
And I know you're always the one organizing the trips that you guys take.
Oh, when we go on, yeah.
Always. You're always doing it.
Yeah, I tend to. But I think...
Music festivals and stuff like that.
And it's funny because guys will just show up to those things and they're like, yeah, we'll just wing it. Like, it is what it is. And in a way, I feel like I have something to learn
maybe
from that.
Maybe extra. I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, this is a cute theme. Like, let's go here.
So, well, like, when we're going out, I'm always thinking, okay, does he get along with the guy... You know, that we're going to, you know, like we're going out with a couple.
Gotcha.
I make sure that he gets along with the guy.
Yeah.
I make sure that we go to a restaurant that pleases the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Maybe we don't have to man keep, but we just do.
Just for.
To keep, so there's no conflict. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But I also feel like I do this in my family, too. And I looked this up. It's called kin keeping. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of things. There's man keeping. There's kin keeping. There's whatever. Co-worker keeping. In the family, I think the girls are responsible, too, for planning the family get-together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Keeping people close. Like, we're the glue of the families, too.
I do hear you on that.
So, you're probably man-keeping, and you don't even realize it.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So, finally, we found out what is going into AMC 24 Hamilton. You know, the one on Sloan Avenue that's been vacant for a couple of years now. Well, just found out that CHOP bought it. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Wow.
And they're going to redevelop the whole site. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be some kind of CHOP facility.
Yeah, that's
which
cool.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
That's a great use for that space. So you can now book assigned seats on future Southwest flights. You can say goodbye to that free-for-all.
You know what's funny? I've never flown Southwest.
Yeah, we
have. I think I've flown almost every other airline besides Southwest.
Yeah, so they're officially rolling out assigned seating for the very first time in like 50 years. So starting this week, you can book flights for travel starting like January 27th, I think it is, of next year, with options like extra legroom, preferred, or standard seats as part of their like new fare bundles. That's a big change for Southwest.
Yeah, for sure.
So Love is Blind is looking for people from Philly. They're looking for five people from five new cities, and Philly is one of them. So you can apply online. We actually linked it for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story, so you can check it out.
Have you watched that show?
A little bit.
It's like when they go, if you haven't watched that show, it's like on Netflix, and they are in two separate rooms, and they have to, like, create relationships without seeing each other.
Which I kind of do think is cool.
But then they're supposed to get, like, married after.
I know.
What that's is going
like,
on?
And the Victoria's Secret fashion show is going to be back this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was confirmed yesterday. Lights, Camera, Angels, the Victoria's Secret fashion show 2025 is returning. It hasn't been around in a couple of years. All right, there's the scoop. Fans, it's Chris and the crew, 910. So, you know, the Phillies play the Yankees over the weekend, and, you know, the Phillies fans are always giving us a bad name. Well, this was kind of exciting, though, I guess.
I mean,
the whole Kiss Cam thing at concerts and sporting events has gotten a ton of play over the past couple of weeks.
But right.
This kind of takes it to the next level. So over the weekend, like I said, the Phillies were in the Bronx taking on the Yankees, and in the upper level seats, there was a pair of Phillies fans caught in what looks like doing it.
Like a sexual act.
It looked like, and it was, somebody posted it on X, on Twitter. I mean, we just saw the screenshot. It looks like the video's been taken down, right?
Yeah, it's now like everywhere you're just kind of seeing a screenshot, but they did blur the people's faces out.
Apparently the way she was just moving around
just didn't look right.
Made it seem like something was going on.
Why are people doing this? I'm actually annoyed because it's gross.
It's gross.
It's gross.
That's what I'd be like. I'd be like, oh, it's so dirty.
Like, there's families there. There's kids there.
The last time I went to Yankee Stadium, I was in the upper level. Like, at the very tippy top.
It looks like that's kind of where they are.
And it's not like it's empty up there. I mean, you know, the stadium is crowded.
There's people near them in the screenshot.
They're
like
trying to be all sly, I guess, but
go home.
Way to go, Phillies fans.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.